Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Mark Rattledge of the Rattledge and Broadcasting Network. This is my diet diary entry 2, hashtag redesign, rebuild, reclaim. This is where I talk from the heart about how my diet is going, how the journey from 355 to 195 is going, the trials, the tribulations, the fears, the excitement, the successes, the failures. I'm going to lay it all out on the line, week to week, weigh-in to weigh-in. The heading for today's show is birthdays, holidays, and date nights. And after I tell you about how the week has gone, I'll get into some of that because we are getting into the holiday season. And it is, for one, my wife's birthday this weekend, and we are going out on date night tonight. So I have a lot of anxiety relative to dieting, where these things are concerned, and I want to talk about it tonight. And maybe you'll relate to it too. So we'll see. If there's anyone listening live and you want to call in and talk, share your story, or ask a question, the number is 323-657-0901, 323-657-0901. I'm going to go through my spiel, and if later on, before the 30 minutes is up, that I've set the show for, if people want to ask a question or two, I'll make some time for that. All right, so let me get right down to it. This is week number 3, weigh-in number 2. I don't count the first weigh-in, you know. I walked in there, and that's how much I weighed. You know, that's why I was going on a diet in the first place. First weigh-in, I lost 19 pounds. I was 336. This is my second weigh-in. After 3 weeks of being on the diet, I weighed in yesterday. I lost 10 pounds. 226, that's what I weighed in at. And 9 pounds of it or so was fat. So I did really good. The second week on this diet, and if you missed the details of it, let me go through it again. It's 500 calories of protein. I had to ask this question because I wasn't quite sure. I read the literature, and I thought it was 500 calories max. Protein, no carbs. I thought that I couldn't go over 500. And when I was reading through the literature again, not something I did the first time, by the way, the first time I just, you know, what, you don't want me to eat? That's fine. 500 calories. I'll eat 300. How does that sound? I was dope. This time I'm trying to do the diet the way that it was intended. Maybe this time I won't have the issues of blowing back up because my body is in starvation mode, or the issues I have of plateauing or holding on to weight because, again, my body thinks I'm dying because I'm starving to death. So I read through the literature, and I noticed that they use the word minimum 500 calories. Well, it's minimum 500 calories of just protein. What's the maximum? Is it 600, 650, 700, 1,000, 2,000? Probably not 2,000. Probably not 1,000. But I didn't know. And we're going into some pretty heavy eating holidays here. Fall and winter have some, you know, well, I mean, look, you all know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Halloween, oh, the candy. And people don't stop having birthdays, and certainly when you have two kids, you go to a lot of kids' birthday parties where, you know, there's a lot of pizza, a lot of cake, a lot of ice cream. So I had questions, and the first question was, if I go over 500, how bad is too bad? What's the limit? What's the maximum? I believe I was told try not to go past 650, 700. 700 being like the absolute like slowdown, which is good. Now, I'm not aiming for that. I'm still aiming to keep it around 500. And I usually, on average, keep it between 400 and 500. I use 500, even though it's a minimum. I try to keep that as my ceiling, but I try to get close to it. And if I'm, you know, if of whatever reason, whatever I've eaten in the day amounts to somewhere in the 300s, I'll find a snack or something or a drink to kick myself up to, you know, 420, 450, something along those lines. As long as I'm close to 500, I'm good for the day. But I know going into this weekend, and I'm going to talk about this in a little bit, that there's going to be some high calorie days and I need to figure out, you know, what's the max so I don't overdo it and, you know, gain back somewhere in the 10 pounds that I lost. I don't want to go backwards. So anyway, so 500 to 650, we'll say, calories of protein, but they added something in the second week and going forward, which is two servings of vegetables or one serving of fruit. And it's interesting now that I have to go back to reading labels, something that I had been doing for a while and then, you know, had a case of the fuckits and stopped doing it. But I'm back to reading labels again, and I'm back to looking at portion sizes and serving sizes and whatnot. Apparently, a serving of a banana is a half a banana, which isn't totally bad because I have a son who loves bananas, so I just split them with him. But it's funny to see when you've just learned when you've been eyeballing food for as long as I have, and eat, just eating till you're full, and now having to live by metrics. You know, you can only eat this much. This is a serving size. Stop doing eyes bigger than your stomach. Just how big a portion is supposed to be. I'm learning to deal with it. It's fine. So things that I've added to my diet, I got a little tuna fished out. So I bought some deli turkey and I made sure that it didn't have any carbs in it. That's the roughest thing. If you're trying to do a no carb diet with your proteins without any carbs, and you might be saying like, well, what do you mean? Just take a walk through the frozen food aisle and you see something like grilled tilapia or grilled salmon in a box. And then you turn it over and you look at what the ingredients are and you look at the nutrition and it's all kinds of stuff hidden in there. It's not hidden if it's on the label, but you know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, here's some grab and go stuff that I can put on the side in case, you know, mix. And nope, I had to put it back. There's a lot of that going on. But I did buy some steamed bags of broccoli, I bought some green beans. I bought some mushrooms for some steaks that I bought. I bought some lean pork chops. I went shopping today. That's what I'm talking about here. But as far as the now that I can have vegetables, I try to keep it green. I've looked at the list. There's more that I can eat, but there are some starchy vegetables they want you to stay away from. So I'm just trying right now to keep as green as possible. So I got a lot of broccoli. That's pretty safe. I don't like Brussels sprouts and I don't like asparagus. So my options are limited here. I was going to buy spinach, but the only spinach that I saw in the brand that I buy from was cream spinach. And like a dummy, I initially put it in my cart. And then I was like, I should probably read this. And like, nope, this isn't on the diet plan. Cream spinach. It's amazing what you can convince yourself is okay. And then you realize, no, it's not. It's no good at all. So, and then as far as fruit goes, unfortunately, I've never been much of a fruit eater. So I just stuck with the bananas. Again, I can share them with my son on the occasion that I want one. So that's how that's gone. I've started exercising again, you know, that I took the first week just to get adjusted to the diet and wouldn't go through my sugar withdrawals and all that. That's fun. But I got back to exercising on the weekends. My daughter has swimming lessons. And so as a family, we've been going up to the Y and I've been going swimming. I'm trying to take it easy. The first time around, I was able to use the gym, as I had talked about last week, at my job. And so I started on the elliptical, and you know that that was good. That was a good workout, and it also saved my knees. So I was down enough that I could attempt to run, which is, you know, high impact on your knees. I'm anxious to get back out there and start doing and redo the couch to 5K. And then once I finish that, start doing some serious, you know, 30-minute jogs without stopping. I mean, I've gone as far as running a half marathon. I know I am capable of this once I'm in the proper shape. It's just getting there. Like I said, I'm anxious to do it, but I don't want to push myself too hard and get injured. I have a friend of mine, God bless him, he's one of my best friends, who tells me that, you know, every time he goes to exercise, he manages to injure himself and then he can't for a matter of time. And I don't want to do that. I know other people that have done that too, where they just get out there too fast and they can't, and they injure themselves, you know, they hurt themselves in some way. And you know, now they're set back. So it's the 500 calories of protein plus two servings of vegetables or a serving of vegetables and fruit, plus the supplements, plus the fat, plus the appetite suppressant, and the two shots, B6 and the B12, and 30 minutes of exercise a day. And I was pretty good this week. I got out there mostly at night and did my 30-minute walk. Kept a decent pace. I don't remember what the pace was, but I got my heart rate up. Got a good sweat going here in the Florida evening. And I felt pretty good. Last night or so, I haven't been able to do it, but I was doing other stuff. So just trying to keep, at the very least, trying to keep busy. Let me make up for it in some other days. I definitely will go swimming tomorrow Saturday. So it's swim lesson day at the Y. And I'll get that done. You know, and here's the transition. Because things are going well. I'm losing the weight. I feel better. Today I put on I have a pair of 56 waist camo shorts that I bought from the Fat Guy store, you know, DXL. I'm sure the people who own that chain are really, really pleased that I refer to it as the Fat Guy store, but it is. That's what they're for. And so a while back, just to have non-sweat clothes to wear on, you know, nice evenings that I'm planning on going out with my wife, I got some khaki shorts and I got some camo shorts and a pair of denim shorts and all stuff to accommodate my girth at the time. And that was a month or so, a couple of months ago. I put the 56 size shorts on today. And I could not keep them up. I mean, including pulling them over my belly, they just kept falling straight down again. I should have. A friend of mine started up his own leatherworking company, and yeah, he makes homemade belts, and he made me a belt. I should have put it on today because it was the most frustrating thing in the world to try to keep these damn pants up. So nice to know that my weight shrank a bit. But I loathe the idea of having to buy new clothing at this point, because I've just had to do it so many times. I don't know if people have had that where, like, you lose a bunch of weight and you get rid of your old clothes and you gain it back. And you're like, oh, I wish I'd saved this. For a while, I was saving my clothing, both going up and down the scale. You know, I had skinny guy clothes, I had fat guy clothes. And eventually, you know, with the kids and just the accumulation of stuff, I had to get rid of a whole bunch of things. And a lot, I spent so much money on clothes at my various sizes, just sickens me. So I'm not anxious to go back out there and buy a new wardrobe, but you know, I continue to lose weight. At some point, I can no longer walk around in pants that I can't keep around my waist. I'm gonna have to do what they do, you know, have to do like Tom Sawyer and fucking tie a rope around my waist or something. You know, get a new belt and suspenders. In any case, this weekend is my wife's birthday. She's 33. We're going away for the weekend, me and her and the kids. And as I'm starting to say, you know, when things are going well, when you're in your normal space in dieting, it's easy. You can do anything really for a short period of time and do it well and do it the way it's supposed to be done. It's continuing to do it for the breadth of your life that can be difficult. And even in that short period of time, there are things that happen in life that are unavoidable that can make it harder than it really should be. I talked a little bit about this last week about how, you know, I went to work and everybody around work was eating food that I would have liked to eat too, and I couldn't, and it was frustrating. Thankfully, I can go away from that and I don't have to be around it. But others are not so lucky. You know, there's people who work in office environments where you're kind of, you know, shoulder to shoulder, cubicles, that sort of thing. And there's a birthday cake around for an employee, or people bring donuts in. It can be hard. And what makes things even harder, as I mentioned, birthdays. We're going this weekend to Disney, and over the course of this weekend, we're going to be going out to eat. We're going out tonight to go to the movies and to go have dinner, just the two of us. It's date night, celebrating her birthday. And just let me just stop there. Just the whole concept of going out to dinner can be a frustrating thing. Because when I'm doing the diet by myself and I'm cooking my own meals, and I'm making my own meals, because they don't all have to be cooked. You know, I'm preparing, I'm scheduling, I've got everything ready to go, and I know how much I'm eating, and I can control things. It's great. It's awesome. I'm happy. It's wonderful. Doing the diet the way I'm supposed to, and I'm happy because I'm succeeding. But when you go out to eat, you're subject to what they have on the menu. You're subject to whatever's on the menu, the ingredients that are in the dish. You're subject to the portion size. And yes, yeah, some people can kind of eyeball it and say, well, this is clearly too much food, and right in half, you know, they immediately ask for a box. That's the trick that I was taught. Just, you know, ask for a box right up front, and immediately box half your food. Not something I'm particularly good at. So it's anxiety inducing. I mean, I just don't know how else to say it. I don't want to go out to eat. I don't want to go into a building full of people eating American portions of food. You can interpret that any way you want. And I'm stressing about what the hell I'm supposed to eat on a night that I'm supposed to be enjoying myself along with my wife. I mean, I have a plan going in. Thankfully, we live in the information age and everything's on the internet, including menus. So you can kind of plan ahead now. This isn't as bad as it used to be. But still, and just from a general point of view, it can be very frustrating to deal with restaurants and menus and having to be good enough to stay on your diet. In general, with birthdays, I use the picture. If you're listening to this on the internet and not like on your phone or something, you might see a picture that came up with it, and it's the meme of from The Sound of Music, and the woman sort of dancing in the field, and it says, "Look at all the cake that I can eat." I'm not necessarily a big fan of cake, but I'm sure if you've been on a diet and you've been to a birthday party, you have felt isolated. You have felt like an alien. You have felt just annoyed and frustrated, and you want to just punch somebody because everybody else can indulge in whatever is at the party. And it doesn't have to be a birthday party, but that's the example I'm using. And you can't. I talked about specifically a party that I went to during the first couple of months of my diet, where everyone was having a ball, eating, drinking, and being merry, and I had to eat, you know, a handful of shrimp because that's all I could afford that day in calories. And so, yeah, it's hard. You know, you want to be social. You want to be part of the atmosphere. You want to be part of the activity, but you can't. Patton Oswalt does a really funny bit about, you know, going to a pool party and cutting a slice of pie and putting it on the side of the pool and swimming up to it, taking a bite, swimming away, swimming back up to it, taking a bite. And he goes, hey, wait a minute, I'm swimming towards pi. It makes me laugh. But yeah, it gets to a point where you don't want to be around other people. You know, it gets to a point where you just feel like it would be better if I just didn't go out and socialize because I can't escape the food around me. And it's not even about, oh, I want to eat it. Oh my God, it's that you can't. You know you can't. That's the difference. It's not that I'm sitting here going, oh my God, I'm sitting struggling with this piece of cake and I want to eat it so bad. I don't even want it. But it's there. And there's a psychological element to this. You know, you eat with your eyes, as they say. And so I don't want to deal with that. I just don't want to deal with that temptation. I don't want to deal with. And of course, there's people around you. Oh, why don't you eat? Why don't you, oh, God. It's horrible. The holidays are even worse. Thanksgiving is nothing but eating. I mean, Thanksgiving doesn't even have the distraction of opening presents. You know what I mean? Of caroling, anything. It's just, all you do at Thanksgiving is sit on your ass. Maybe watch football, depending on, you know, whose family you're in. And, you know, and you eat a big-ass meal full of starches, stuffings, and cornbread. All the things that go along with eating a Thanksgiving dinner, plus the turkey, which is not great, you know, in terms of calories. At least not the part that I eat, you know, the turkey leg. And so that's hard too, because again, everybody sits at the table and they take what they want, and you know, some people eat more than others, but it's not a huge thing. And then there's you who have to act like, you know, a crazy person and be like, oh, I can only eat this much of this and this much of this. And I remember the first time I did the diet, I think I ran before and after the meal, which is not going to happen this time. Mostly because I'm working before. But it's just hard. You know, it's hard to get through this period. I always start a diet right before the hardest part of the year. It's like January would have been perfect, right? That's when everyone goes to the gym. That's when everyone says, oh, I'm going to diet again. You know, I'm going to lose weight. No, not me. Fuck January. I wait till August. I wait till September. You know, right when things are starting to pick up. We have the nearest holiday to us right now is Halloween, right? Which is candy. Which, you know, what, once again, not a huge deal to me. I don't need to be around. I'm not really a big candy eater. But I do love my Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm not going to lie. And I know we used to buy candy that we liked. You know, because when it was left over, if you didn't have a great, you know, Halloween where a lot of kids came to the door, at least, you know, you could eat the candy and you didn't have to throw anything out. We've actually gone the opposite way now, where we'll buy candy we hate, so we have no desire to eat. And if we don't use it, screw it. We don't care. It's going in the garbage, you know, or we'll donate it to somebody else. But I bring up Halloween specifically because one of the things that we're doing this weekend is celebrate my wife's birthday. You know, other than going to restaurants to eat, which is a huge part of this, is we're going to something called, if you don't live here in Florida and are not familiar with how Disney works, they have the season of Not So Scary Halloween. Universal does a similar thing, you know, only it's not for children. It's actually horrific. It's pretty scary. Not So Scary Halloween for the kids. It's Disney. What do you expect? So the Magic Kingdom closes down about, you know, late in the afternoon, reopens in the evening. You actually have to buy extra tickets for this. If you're a pass holder, it doesn't matter. You still buy some $70 ticket to get in. And it's an event. It goes from late September through the beginning of November. You know, Disney's always got some crazy thing going on. Like Food and Wine Festival, the Flower Festival that they do at Epcot, all kinds of things that they do. And this is this is a tradition for my family, especially since having kids. We go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween. We got costumes for the kids. I got my pumpkin t-shirt because, you know, fat guy, pumpkin t-shirt, makes sense, right? My wife, she got herself cat ears and a black t-shirt because, you know, black cat. It works. So anyway, we were all set for this, and what the kids do is, you know, they have like these little trick-or-treating areas throughout the Magic Kingdom, and they do a parade, and all the characters are dressed up in, you know, like Mickey is dressed up as Dracula, things like that. It's fun. We have a good time. But historically, it's a lot of, you know, you can't plan meals. You can't, it's hard to stay on a diet of any kind, you know, because you're eating in the park or you're eating before you go to the park. With a lot of planning, you could probably avoid this, but I don't see that happening. Just some of you might be listening to this going, no, some of the things you're talking about, buddy, you know, you could plan for. You know, it doesn't have to be as bad as you're making it out to be. Maybe in your family, but it's a little more difficult than mine, and that's just my cross to bear. It is what it is. Yeah, so, you know, we'll be eating in hotels, being on the road, eating in restaurants, and once again, I'm going to be struggling with this, you know, with, Jesus, how many calories is this? How many calories? Because everything out there is always more calories than at home. Well, it was funny because I was looking at broccoli, right? Broccoli, harmless broccoli. Broccoli is a wonderful thing. It's a green leafy vegetable. You're encouraged to eat it. It's a great thing, right? And broccoli is actually pretty low in calories. You know, steamed broccoli, you don't dress it with anything. It's fine. It's great. I love it. And then I looked at how much steamed, like, calories for steamed broccoli at Outback, which is where we're going for dinner tonight. That's why I bring it up. Was like 1 million calories. It was ridiculous. Like, wait a minute. Why is broccoli at Outback, you know, hundreds of calories, but, you know, broccoli, you know, bird's eye broccoli. I mean, I'm talking about like fresh from the farmer's market here. I'm talking bird's eye is, you know, only whatever, however much it was. It's just insane. You know, so this is going to be a struggle this weekend. I'm looking forward, I guess is the whole point of this. I'm looking forward to spending the time with my family. I'm looking forward to spending some quality time with my wife and having, you know, and not having to think about work and letting her enjoy her birthday and all of that. And that's all fine. I just wish that doing those things was more in line with being able to stay strictly on my diet. I'm not afraid of messing up. I'm afraid more of, how do I put this? I'm afraid of, I guess I'm just getting emotional about it. You know, I'm afraid of getting frustrated. I'm afraid of getting annoyed. I don't have that issue during the week for the most part. You know, I do my diet, everything is fine, no one bothers me. I have control over things. I guess that's the issue. I don't have control in situations like this. And I loathe not having control of my own life to the degree that I want it. I know ultimately you never know when, you know, something's, you know, an anvil could fall out of the sky, hit you in the head. You have no control over it, you know? You get into a car accident. You know, ultimately there are just things in life you don't have any control over. So it's not so much that. I'll tell you a quick story that happened this past week, kind of give you an idea of what I'm trying to get at. And I was telling the story at work to a few people, and I started the same way, mostly to get a laugh. But I said, you know, I'm such a psycho. Oh, why are you a psycho? So, as I said before, we had to get Halloween costumes for the kids. We did that last weekend, and we had initially planned, and I had it on my points, I had it on my diary. we were planning to cook. We're gonna make roast pork and vegetables, and it was good. And I had all my points for the day, and I was set, and I was happy. And between naps and getting kids together and getting out the door late, we ended up not cooking, and it came down to, well, where are we gonna go to eat? And I was given two options. The option that I chose was the lesser of two evils. We went to Pollo Tropical. If you're not familiar with it, it's a Caribbean chicken joint here in Florida. And again, I'm flipping through my phone, and Fat Secret's pretty good about having a lot of restaurant food and, you know, calories and whatnot. So I had the information to make an appropriate choice. The problem was a lot of the choices were still ridiculous. I ended up getting a quarter chicken dark because I'm really not a fan of white meat chicken. I'm just not. And I got balsamic tomatoes. Figuring, all right, well, this can't be that bad. And I was around, I think, for the day, 600 and some calories. And I just tortured myself for the next couple of days. Oh, you would have thought I went crazy and ordered the left side of the menu at Taco Bell. The way and I wasn't like even talking about it with anybody else. In my mind, I was like, oh, I did a terrible thing. 600 and something calories. What a fat ass I am. Why do I do this to myself? You know, and it's so crazy because it's still so much less than you're supposed to eat as an adult person. But I did. And I was afraid I didn't lose any weight because of this. And, you know, I'm trying not to weigh myself every day. I'm trying to just wait for a weigh-in or weigh myself the day of weigh-in at home, kind of give myself an idea of where I'm going to land and then go and get my official weight. Because that got to be obsessive too. I was weighing myself every day and sometimes more than once a day. So I'm trying to just wait the week and be happily surprised. And I was so afraid because I ate a quarter piece dark chicken and balsamic tomatoes last Saturday that I was going to fuck up my diet. This is what I had. I have it in front of me now. Came out to, 704 calories total. I had turkey sausage patties. I had two. That was 90 calories. I had a half a banana. That was 53 calories. And I had a Powerade Zero. I had a can of tuna, which is hilarious to me that a can of tuna is two servings on I don't know what planet. But it is. So a can of tuna, two servings, 100 calories. And then the chicken was 291 calories. And the tomatoes were 170 calories. And the whole thing came to 704. It was 37% protein for the day, 48% fat, and 15% carbohydrates. The carbohydrates that I'm allowed to eat. And again, you would think that I, you know, went crazy at the candy store or something. Just beat myself up over it. But alas, I didn't. I didn't mess up. Lost 10 pounds. Did good. That's the hard. That's going to be the difficulty over the next couple of weeks. It comes off quick in the beginning with this diet, and then you taper off, and it's only a couple of pounds a week after that. It's one of the reasons why I like this diet, actually, is because you do get such a huge jump start. I mean, I've lost 30 pounds in 2 weeks. That's nothing to sneeze at. But now, probably starting next weigh-in, maybe the weigh-in after that, probably around 3-4 pounds, maybe 5, and eventually 2-3 pounds a week. It's not going to be huge because your body gets used to things, and that's fine. But if you thought I beat myself up needlessly over what I ate last Saturday, imagine what's going to go through my head this weekend. And I've got some of this stuff planned out already. The restaurant, we're going to Outback tonight, and I, you know, lobster tail and a a serving of broccoli. I think I'm going to be okay. I'm just going to have to deal with it. Saturday night, this is great. I looked at the menu that we're going to. We're going to some Irish restaurant at Disney Springs. It used to be called Downtown Disney. Now my wife wants to go too, and I'm going to order off the kiddie menu. 40-year-old man ordering off the kiddie menu because on the kiddie menu, they have a 5-ounce steak. And I'm trying to figure out how we can afford the calories on a 5-ounce steak early, you know, with breakfast and lunch, and just trying to figure out, you know, how I'm going to do this so I don't go crazy over. But like I said, you know, Monday's going to come around and we're going to come back home, and I can feel it that this weekend's going to be crazy for me, you know, because all I want to do is stay home and eat what I'm supposed to. I don't want to eat restaurant food, but I have to, because I have to live. That's what I want to conclude with. Went a little longer today than I thought I would, but you have to live your life. I said at earlier in the show, you feel like you might not want to be social. You feel like you don't want to do things. Well, that's no way to live. And that much I do know. And that much, as much as I might feel a certain way, the reality is you have to go out and do these things. You know, you have to go to birthdays, have to celebrate the holidays. I mean, I guess you don't, but you should. That's really the word I should use. You should continue to be social and be among friends and family. You should continue to do your holiday traditions. If you're married, you should absolutely have date nights, especially if you've got kids. Oh, that's a marriage saver right there. And so it's just about finding balance, I guess. Finding the balance between wanting to do the right thing, health and diet-wise, and wanting to live your life. What point in dieting and trying to be healthy is there if you lose everything else around you? You lose your social connections. You lose your humanity, as it were. So I'm going to end there. I went a little over than I thought I would. I thought I could get this all out of me in 30 minutes. It took a little longer than I thought. But I think that's it for now. I think I'm done. So if you're listening and you want to call, you've got another minute or so before I close up shop here. If you're interested in anything else that's going on my podcast network, we've been talking about Alan Moore. We've looked at his books and his movies that have come out and did some comparing and contrasting. So those are all on the networks. We have a heavy metal podcast. We listen to albums and we, you know, rate the album. We listen to songs, each song on the album, and then we rate them. You can check that out. We got an MMA show that I'm not on anymore. I gave that up. That's it. That's all for me. The next week, you'll get to hear all about the weekend. See how it went. See how I was feeling. See if now that I've talked about this and I've gotten it out there, I mean, if I have a clearer mind and I know what I need to do, or again, redesign my thinking. That's part of this. And we'll see how it goes. And we'll see how successful I was in not going backwards, going forwards, and losing more weight. All right. So with that, I am Mark Rattledge. Thank you for listening to me ramble about my woes here with weight loss. We'll see you again probably next Friday for Diet Diary Entry number 3. Till then, be well, be safe, and behave.